Hello there. Hey, hey, hey. Hi, hi, hi. This is Bobby Elias. Welcome to our show. Let's create a better world. Also, healthy aging. We're doing a lot on health and aging over the last few weeks, and we're going to continue with that. Looking forward to a great show today. We've got Gerald Salante, who's been on Gary Noll's show quite a bit. He and a few other people have started a thing called Occupy Peace, which I think is great. And we're going to talk to him about that. Then the second guest is Dr. Wren, America's Holistic Sweetheart. She is going to talk about a lot of things. She was recently on Dr. Oz's show. She's a nutritionist, health person. She's in New Jersey and goes to New York quite a bit. And Gerald, of course, is in New York. So today's a New York show, thank goodness. All right. Stefan, are you there? Our co-host?
Yeah, this is Stefan Rudolph. How's it going, Bobby?
Great, great. Okay, at the end of the show, Stefan and I, we're going to talk about some of the things that were said by our guests, and we're going to go back and forth for 5 or 10 minutes. But let's get to our first guest, Gerald Salante, who does a lot of work on Occupy Peace. Gerald, hi, how are you? Are you there?
Bobby, I think Gerald had some difficulty getting through, and we do have Dr. Wren came on.
Okay.
And
okay,
maybe you can introduce her, and we'll see if the other doctor can come back on later.
Yeah, okay. We need to let our engineer know that he may be calling in, and if he calls in, we've got to work with him, too. Somehow we'll fit him in. Hi, Dr. Wren. How are you?
Hey, Bobby. Hey, Stefan. How you guys doing?
We're doing great. Good to hear from you. Your wonderful, youthful voice and all the great things you're doing. You were just recently on Dr. Oz's show, right?
I was for the second time, yes, juicing and complexion.
Great, great, great. Okay, you understand that we have another guest coming in, and I don't know how we're going to do this. We'll figure it out, though, and thanks for being understanding about that. And, I want to get into a lot of things with you because you're really involved with nutrition. You're involved with health shows, you're involved with health summits, you're involved with a lot of things. You're on the go. I know you're in New Jersey. Tell our listeners a little more about you, and I know you've got a new book that you just came out. Tell us about yourself a little bit, please.
Yeah, well, I host the first holistic lifestyle television show on public access in the tri-state area. My big audacious goal is to be the holistic Oprah and activate the planet through conscious media. So we're pitching my concept as a daytime television talk show on holistic subject matter in 2016, which I'm super duper excited about. Thank you for mentioning my fourth book that's coming out, which is titled Living with Heart. And just all these co-authors getting together to tell everyone what inspires them to be able to live with heart and be positive in this world today. A lot of stuff on the plate, Bobby. As you know, it's been a while since we've spoken, but just in the past month, I've been to a couple different continents, holistic health crusading, and, was on Dr. Oz again last week and was chilling backstage with Wendy Williams the other day. She posted something on her Hot Topic Behind the Scenes YouTube with me on there.
That's great. I like what you said. You want to be the new holistic Oprah. That would be really super. Now, you know what? Knowing you and having talked to you on this show a few times and meeting you, seeing you how it works, I think you can do it because you've got the energy and you've got the will and you just seem to open up doors and get things done. And I'm really, really excited for you. I hope this happens. And I hope, we need to spread the word on holistic health. But we'll talk about your book towards the end, but I wanted to talk about what the content of your book is, the living and living now and living in the now and being happy and all. We talk about that. Stefan and I, that's one of our favorite subjects, happiness, being grateful for what you have and not letting negative things come in your way and just the whole positive thing. Tell our listeners a little bit about why don't you open up and give us a little preview of what's in the book about that and what would it mean, the title of your book, please.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and even the theory behind the whole holistic Oprah thing is, as we know, energy is transferable and transmutable and contagious. So it can be transferred through media, through television, and you know, one of the ways to kind of keep your vibe high is to surround yourself with like-minded people. So that's why this particular book is a collaborative. And one of my favorite co-authors in it is actually Stefan.
Oh, that's great. Wow.
Talking about how that energy goes around, and my story deals with sobriety and health and fitness and those areas. But what happens to people is the energy that we're giving out. I've lost a lot of contact, so-called friends, in the past few years, but that was a positive because the friends that I had before were, it's not people you want to be around, and you have to be appreciative of the fact that, hey, this energy that I'm giving out, it's attracting better people like Bobby, like you yourself, Lauren, and that's what you want in life, and it's a lot of change going on, and that's what we go through. And all of a sudden you end up in a book and as an author like yourself, and then you're on stage and you're helping thousands of others. So this is awesome.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, it's all about being able to be adaptable and going with the flow and being able to shed that skin and have these chrysalis moments over and over again. And, you know, as Stefan can tell you, we have a secret Facebook page where it's us co-authors where we lift each other up and we post inspirational quotes and things and even things that are happening all over the world, like VIP events and exclusive offers and opportunities. And we welcome other people. There's still some room left if anyone wants to join us. Our Kindle launch isn't until January 22nd, so we still have a couple co-authorships available. So if anyone wants to know more information or get added to our secret Facebook page, I'm more than happy to include you guys. So you can just email booking@LorenLoreno.com for more information.
Wow. Hey, listen, excuse me, Stefan, I just got a call from the assistant to Gerald Salante. He will be calling in soon, but hopefully we can get in a good portion of our talk with Dr. Ren. Dr. Ren, just in case he comes in, let's get right to the thing of your contact information and a little bit about your book. Right now, just in case our other guest comes in, but you're welcome to stick around, and we, as soon as we talk to our guest for 20 minutes, we can have you back on again. But he's on a tight schedule. We need to get him on. So go ahead.
No problemo whatsoever, Bobby. Thank you for opening up the space for me for that. So, you guys, I love when people are real, relatable, and approachable. So I love to interact with my fans and my followers online. So my social media handles facebook.com/Dr. Ren fan page. You can actually get all of my links on LorenLoreno.com, you know, the links to my YouTube, my Vimeo that airs on Channel 34 on public access in New Jersey, my Twitter handle, LorenLoreno, my Instagram handle, CR_REN. So, yeah, just visit LorenLoreno.com, LorenLoreino.com to get all my hyperlinks to everything. And send me some messages. Tell me what you want to see content created on because, you know, it's all about you.
Yeah, good.
Exactly.
Good. Well, you know, let's talk about that when we have a few minutes. Some of the things in your book and what you mean by the book. I think it's great that you want to tell people that we got to live better, live happy, live at you know, good thoughts. Get into that with us while we have the time right now.
Yeah. So you know, we're not a one size fits all. We're all unique individuals. We're all our own vibrational frequency. We come from different lineages, different backgrounds, with different beliefs and things like that. So this book is a collaborative of all amazing people from all walks of life that just tell what works for them. And we just hope to inspire you on your journey in figuring out what resonates and what works for you. And you know what? Just because something doesn't work for you today, like you just don't feel like eating a green salad today, doesn't mean you're not going to crave one tomorrow. So we have to also learn that we are in a committed relationship with ourselves and we're always adapting and, you know, just try new things. So it's whatever works for you. And this is just a tool to inspire you. And I really hope that you relate to one of our co-authors in the book because they each are really awesome hand-selected practitioners, whether they're life coaches or substance abuse coaches or medical doctors. And they're available and real and relatable and approachable to be able to work with you. And that's all we want to do is plant those seeds and spread contagious gratitude. so you can manifest and become whatever you're meant to be for, you know, this lifetime around.
Yeah, Dr. Wren, it's basically Living with Heart is the name of the book, and the Facebook page, the co-author's Living with Heart. And that's what, you know, we do here is talk about, you know, basically living a better life, living a more fulfilled life. And it's awesome working with her here, Dr. Wren, and others just like her. So once you see, and as you mentioned too, we're looking for authors to add to this that have gone through experiences and just adding more to the world and adding more health and joy and happiness and knowing that we should always be growing and always be working together.
Yeah,
Both of you. I just want to make sure that our listeners that didn't come in early are aware that we're speaking with Dr. Wren, America's holistic sweetheart. She is the next holistic Oprah. She hopes to be, and she probably will be. She's got all kinds of things going on TV and radio and summits, health summits, and health shows, health conferences. I met her at a health show myself, and she's just great. Young, energized. She's in New Jersey, and we're just glad to have her on. And we will be having Joe Solanke on very, very soon. He's coming, going to be calling in. There was a little problem in the call-in situation, but he'll break in
any
time now, and we'll get him on. Are you there, Gerald?
I'm here. Hello.
That's not Dr. Wren. Hi, this is Bobby Elias, and that's Dr. Wren that just spoke to you. She's been filling in for you for a while. And as soon as you finish in about 20 minutes, Gerald, Dr. Wren, can we call you back? Or can you call back in 20 minutes?
That's fine. All right, Jerry. I'll talk to you later. Smooches.
Thank you. Thank you both. Thank you very much. Hey, Gerald, thank you. Sorry we had a little mix-up between me and Zeke. I'll take some of the blame for that. Not a problem. But I'm glad we got you on. We're really excited about Occupy Peace. Can you tell us, first of all, about your Trends Journal, your new group, Occupy Peace? Just tell a little bit about you and yourself and all this great work you're doing, please.
Well, the trend, I've been in forecasting trends. We have the Trends Research Institute since 1980, and I'm the author of a number of books, Trend Tracking, Trends 2000, national bestsellers. And we have a publication, the Trends Journal, which we've been publishing since 1991, 54 pages, full color. And we do Trends in the News broadcasts each weekday night. We have a Trends Monthly, Trends This Week. So we cover geopolitics, economics. You talk about natural healing. That's the first book I worked on back in 1988. I have an honorary doctorate in complementary medicine, integrative medicine from the National University of Health Sciences. I coined the term clean food back in the early 90s. New York Times did a story about it, bottled water trends, on and on. So we forecast a whole variety of different trends with the understanding that all things are connected, like the blood which unites us all, according to Chief Seattle. So Occupy Peace, we took that initiative on. The website for our work is trendsresearch.com, and if you go to that page, you could go down the list where the bar is, and you'll see the Occupy Peace link, and that's occupypeace.us. And what we did on September 20th, from here in Colonial Kingston, New York, we got permission from the mayor to close down the streets at the most historic four corners in America. It's the only place where there's a pre-Revolutionary War stone building on each corner. And we had here Ralph Nader, Cindy Sheehan, Dr. Robert Thurman, Uma Thurman's father, who's a Buddhist and a very big peace advocate, and Gary Null, who's one of the leaders in health, artful aging, nutrition, etc. And we also had Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former Assistant Treasury Secretary under Ronald Reagan, that was here just before the conference began, the rally began. We had a conference leading up to it. And Occupy Peace is like no other peace movement in that it has a specific agenda, a goal, a direction to take. It's not about, you know, just praying and oming and wishing. It's about an action plan. And the action plan is very simple. Close down all the bases overseas. Bring home the troops, secure the homeland, and have the troops rebuild our third world rotting out infrastructure rather than highways in Afghanistan and other countries that we occupy and or attack and occupy. For example, the latest numbers coming in now, when adjusted for inflation, we the people have spent more money rebuilding Afghanistan than we did in the Marshall Plan after World War II. This is an outrage. So I don't want my money going overseas. I respect the founding fathers, beginning with George Washington, a real warrior, not these little boys that talk tough and couldn't fight their way out of a paper bag. This guy's the real deal. He led the troops, first president of the United States. His farewell address, no foreign entanglements. Franklin, Adams, Madison, Jefferson, one after another, no foreign entanglements. And then people say, oh, the world was different back then. Oh, yeah, it was. Only the armaments were different. The world was at war big time back then, but the founding fathers were smart guys and knew they had to build the homeland, not build other nations. So we're robbing our nation of its future by squandering trillions, fighting illegal, unjust, immoral, and criminal wars. For example, let's just talk about Vietnam. Hey, you remember that one? I only lost 60,000 U.S. men, wounded about 250,000, killed over 3.5 million Vietnamese under the big lie of the Gulf of Tonkin incident that never happened. Then you look at Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda. Which one of those guys was lying? Was it Bush? Was it Cheney? Was it Colin Powell? Was it Condoleezza Rice? Who knew what when? Why are we there when we're back? Afghanistan? I write about it in the Trends Journal. Listen to Bush's speeches the night of 9/11 and 9 days later. Not one fact linking the Taliban to 9/11. Only insinuations that Osama bin Laden was behind it. No proof. They said we wrote about it, have articles from newspapers where they were going to promise to give us proof, never have. So, going back to Occupy Peace, after we get the troops back home, we want to have, according to the Constitution, Congress is supposed to vote whether or not to go to war. They have not done that since World War II. All they do is vote to give the commander, whoever the commander-in-chief at the time is, the right to attack another country. We are bombing Syria now. We're bombing Syria. It's against international law. That sovereign government didn't ask us to come in and bomb. There's no UN resolution to go bomb. And we're going to go bomb because, hey, Assad has to go. Who are these people who say Assad has to go? Gaddafi has to go. Who are they? I'll tell you who they are. They're traitors to America. That's who they are. You think Hillary Clinton's little girl, Chelsea's going to go fight? Listen to Trump talk tough. You think his boy's going to go fight? Listen to that little clown, Lindsey Graham. You think he'll go fight? Yeah, was he going to fight his way out of the closet? Who's these people? So what Occupy Peace does not only forces Congress to vote whether or not to go to war, but we want to have on each state ballot a referendum where we the people will tell them how to vote. Because we're the ones that pay for the war with our money and our lives. Listen to that fat-mouthed doughboy, Christie, shooting his lard off that he's going to tell Vladimir Putin what to do. Send him and his kids to go fight. What a joke. What a joke that is, watching Christie fight. He couldn't fight his way to get up out of the chair. But boy, do they talk tough. I've had it. I've had the squandering of my money and using my name as an American to go murder other people that have done nothing to us. And I'm not a pacifist. I'm a close combat practitioner, had my school for many years. If somebody tries to kill me, I'll kill them. But do unto others as you would have them do unto you. These people have done nothing to us in these countries. And we're murdering them around the world in the name of bringing freedom and democracy and humanitarian missions.
Gerald, let me cut in a minute. This is Bobby Elias talking to you, and Stefan Rudolph is our co-host. He's also online. We We've heard you on Gary Noel. You've probably been on Gary Noel more the last few months than anybody else, because I listen to him every day. I'm here in the West Coast, and I want you to know that during the Vietnam War, I was a very young man, and I worked with people like Tom Hayden, Jane Fonda, SDS, John Froines, Rennie Davis. These were all leaders, and we made a pact to stop the Vietnam War, and we did. We also made a pact to let's get Nixon out. We did that. I personally made a pact to stop the draft, resist the draft. And we had leaders all over the country. I led it, and we stopped the draft in its tracks. We didn't stop it completely, but we screwed it down. So I love what you're doing about Occupy Peace. Let's let our listeners know this is Gerald Celante, Healthy Trends. I mean, the Trends Journal. He's got the Trends Journal. He's going to tell you a little more about himself at the end and give his contact information. Our show is called Let's Create a Better World. And we have another guest, Dr. Ren, will be on in about 10-15 minutes. So hang in there, listeners. Let's get back to our story. Occupy Peace. What are the goals? What are the things you want to do? Does it mean activism? What are we going to do on foot or on the phone or on?
Well, what we're going to be doing, I've been in touch with Ralph Nader several times since, and he's very much behind this movement, as is Gary Noel. So we're putting together an action plan to keep it going. And again, we're focusing on just those four points. Bring home the troops, have them rebuild America, close all the bases overseas, have them rebuild America, and force Congress to vote and have us vote whether or not to go. We'll tell them how to vote, because Congress does not represent us. They call it campaign contributions. Adults call it bribes and payoffs, and that's all this is. So that's the plan. What we're doing now, the site is up. It's a very active site, and the video's there from the conference too. Go to our website, trendsresearch.com. Go down the list over there, and you'll see the Occupy Peace link. Or you could go direct to OccupyPeace.us. It's either TrendsResearch.com or OccupyPeace.us. So that's the stages that we're in.
Gerald, what do you have going on in New York or any part of the country in the next few weeks as far as building Occupy Peace, and what can we do to help?
And nothing right now. We're putting the plan into place. We just had this big rally over here, as I mentioned, with Ralph Nader, Cindy Sheehan, Dr. Robert Thurman and Gary Noel. So now we're in the building process. But anybody, you know, out there that wants to give any ideas, suggestions, and donations, you know, we need all we can get. You know what we really need? We need the multimillionaires to push this. We need the big names to make this happen.
Money. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it takes money. You know, we put our money out. We paid for this thing out of our pocket. We got donations, but you know, it only covered about, you know, a tenth of it. And, you know, we put our money where our mouth is. And this, when you see the video, this is a first-class operation we put on. You know, we had event coordinators, bands, the whole thing. And, and so what we're saying, you know, so this is the building process. And we want to have it where we're going to have petitions of multi-millions demanding that this is what we want. Don't you tell us, politicians, how we should live our lives. They don't represent us. Look, to me, anybody that votes Republican or Democrat is an accomplice to murder and thievery. How many more people do the Republicans and Democrats have to kill in the name of freedom and democracy and humanitarian missions? And how much more of our dough do they have to steal in the names of too big to fails, tax breaks, loan guarantees, and on and on? So anybody that supports, we need a new system. It's broken, it's rotted, it stinks, and it's starting to happen in other countries.
Right.
You're seeing new movements develop, and we could do it here. And we think Occupy Peace could be the foundation for that.
Well, Gerald, I think it'd be, I'd love to help out here in the West Coast. I'm in California, and I've been an anti-war activist. I love everything you're doing. I've heard you so many times on Gary, and I've heard Gary talk about it. This is a great, great thing, Occupy Peace, and the ideas, and I'd like to help out by helping try to find people with money, try to get you on radio more and help you get media more media coverage for you and some of the other leaders. I think I will be calling you and to discuss that with you in the near future. But as we're finishing up here in the next 5 or 7 minutes with you, Gerald, give us some closing thoughts as to what about Occupy Peace and what's really going on and why people should jump on this, why people should understand and try to help out with this. Go right ahead.
Well, the reason why they should do it is because their future is being robbed from them. We're living in an age of fear and hysteria. Look what happens when you go to the airport. What a joke. What a joke.
Yeah.
They feel you up, look through your clothes. It's a disgrace. The founding fathers would be turning in their grave, protecting us from what? I mean, they don't have to blow up an airplane. They could blow up anything. So it's to get rid of this fear and hysteria, because that stops everything. Beauty is the antidote to fear, and they have no clue about it. So what we want to do is we want to return America. Look, I'm not stupid. I know the terrible things that this country created, from the genocide of the Native Americans to slavery. I mean, I know these things. But it was also the country that gave the world the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. That was the model for freedom. It's now been robbed from us. So if we let them keep robbing it from us, we become the slaves of Slavelandia, spiritually, emotionally, and in every being. And so we want to turn it around. And the opportunity, by the way, has never been better than now. And the reason is that when you look at the polls and you see how disaffected people are with the campaigns, when you have a vacuum this big, it could be filled with anything. It could be filled with a Hitler, or it could be filled with a Gandhi. It could be filled with hate, or it could be filled with intelligence and morality. So now is the time to move. But again, you know, we're going to have to get the numbers both in dollars and cents. And I don't mean C-E-N-T-S. The sense of the brain.
Right.
And to make this to happen. But the time has never been better now. One of the ways I made my name is that in my book Trend Tracking that came out in the late 1980s, I predicted a new third party. And I mentioned Ross Perot as the kind of person when nobody knew who this guy was. The conditions now for a new third party in a new way have never been better.
Right.
Never. And, you know, who are the Democrats? Bernie Sanders. What a fraud. I voted against the Iraq War. Yeah, but you love those Israelis slaughtering those Palestinians, don't you? Huh?
Yeah,
Shut up and sit down, he says on YouTube to the people. He voted to fund every war beginning with Afghanistan. He supports Obama in Syria. He supported the overthrow of Gaddafi. We got to take that Putin and put him in his place. Blobs, Bernie. There's nobody out there. Hillary? Oh, yeah. Assad has to go. Gaddafi has to go. Listen to her latest rantings at this Benghazi thing. America has the role of being the protector of the world. You know, who are these people? I'll tell you who they are. They're psychopaths. They're also the people you hated in college and high school that wanted to be class president and head of the student council. The brown nosers, the suck ups, the overly ambitious and the insincere. They just followed their career path. And now they're telling us what to do? So if people want freedom and don't want to die in a fascist nation, they better stand up, speak out, and take action. Because as Samuel Adams said, it does not take a majority to prevail. Rather, an irate, tireless minority, keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. You're doing it. I'm doing it. Null's doing it. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is doing it. Ron Paul's doing it. A number of us are doing it. But if we don't do it together, again, to paraphrase what Franklin said, If we don't hang together, surely we'll hang alone. So it goes back to, what can the people do? They either could die with dignity or die as a prisoner. Because we're all going to die. So you better live before you die. And that's why we're occupying peace.
You know, Gerald, what you said about the third party. Right now, I know recently a lady named Marianne Williamson ran in California for Congress, and she just missed. And she had a huge progressive turnout. In fact, all over the West Coast, especially in California, there are huge droves. The Progressive Party numbers are right behind, not too far from the Democrat numbers. So people, and many people are independent, they're progressive. You're right. This is exactly the time to put in another party, time for change. People are tired of the same old BS. And I commend you. You're a leader. We want to help you. Give your contact information one more time. And I want to have you on the show again in 5 or 6 weeks if it's okay with you. I'll check with your assistant, okay?
Sure will.
Contact information,
the contact information is Trends Research, TRENDS Research, all one word.com. Go to that page, go to Occupy Peace, you'll see more about that. And all the work that we do with the Trends Journal, Trends in the News, and on and on and on.
You've been great. You're a fiery leader. You've got so much great information about the war and about you wouldn't even talk about money around the world. I've heard you talk about that. You've got so much good stuff to say. So we'll be in touch with you. I want to help you and work with you, Gerald. You're wonderful. Thanks again for being on the show. Okay, buddy.
Well, thank you for having me. All the best, and thank you for what you're doing. Bye bye now.
Thank you. All right. Bye. All right. That's great. Wasn't that good, Stefan?
Yeah, that was great. That was very interesting and very enlightening in that area. So it was.
Yes, this guy, he's got it all. I mean, no wonder he's been on Gary's show so much lately, and why Gary.
Yeah, very, very much politically focused, but also in the right way of changing things. And I was going to ask him about Trump, but I kept that word out of it. I wanted to hear his view on Trump, but this is more focused on health and wellness, right? That would have gone on forever.
Exactly. Let me reintroduce Dr. Netman. Dr. Ben, are you there?
I think she's going to be calling in here in about 30 seconds. She'll be coming in.
Okay, good enough. Then I'll introduce her when she comes in. But that was, for the listeners, that was General Salante. Occupy Peace is a new group that he's helping start along with Ralph Nader, Gary Null, Cindy Sheehan, and many other great, great leaders. And I'm with him 100% because I go back to the Vietnam War as an activist, a young activist. And we can do it. The country and the trends are all there. So keep your selves listening to this show, my friends, my listeners, because we're going to be talking about that. Remember, the name of the show is Let's Create a Better World, but our second theme is overtaking it, healthy aging, health in general. There's so many things about holistic health, and our next guest is going to come on right now. That's Dr. Wren. Dr. Wren, are you there yet?
All I can say is listen to your last guest, that my governor can still eat your governor, and I wish you would have went for more of an alkaline approach instead of having that surgery to lose all the weight, but you know, what are you going to do? I did hear through the holistic grapevine that he inquired with the world leading authority in the world on that, but still opted for the surgery anyway.
Well, that's good. All right, Dr. Wren, I'm Bobby Elias. For our listeners, this is Let's Create a Better World. Stefan Rudolph is here as a co-host. We're going to talk to you about your book, what you got in it, the new ideas that you have. Well, not new ideas, but the ideas you have to inspire people to change their lives and to do things better. Let's talk about that right now first, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah, so I'm going to start using all the Wrenisms that are in the Wrenipedia, like Wrenspire. And just to kind of sum up what we mentioned earlier in the show, the intention for this book, Living with Heart, is to be a catalyst to launch the next generation of light workers. Because let's face it, you know, in all due respect, all the self-help gurus are Wayne Dyering out now that they're getting up there in human years. And we really just need to set the stage for this next wave to come in, you know, and carry it forward and apply all these things like yourself and your just now previous guest has been setting up for us over the generation.
Right, exactly. And you're going to be in the forefront of that. I can see that because you're young. Everything you're doing is just fabulous. This is great. All the shows you're going to, the TV show with Dr. Oz you were on recently, and I just admire you, and I just hope you keep doing that, and I'm here to back you up and help you in any way I can as a promotional, radio, media, and get the word out, because we need people to be more holistic. One of my goals is to see this country become more vegan, more holistic, more organic. Let's get away from gluten. Let's be more gluten-free. Let's kill the GMO thing of Monsanto. We're doing it all over the world. This country is lagging because the money that Monsanto has, but we have a lot to do. Your thoughts on that, please.
I just want to see our world become more balanced and more connected to nature. And it doesn't have to be labeled. It doesn't have to be a this or the that or the other thing. But just for us to get in touch with who we are and understand ourselves and how to balance that. And a prime example, because I know longevity is a holistic hot topic with you, Bobby. Like tomorrow, I'm starting a 21-day juice cleanse, green juice cleanse. Where I'm going to be doing, I like to cleanse quarterly. You know, this is my fall cleanse, and I'll be doing a lot of alkaline juices and smoothies and soup, you know, for the fall season. And what I try to do, I know I'm going to just do 21 days initially, but my secret goal is to go 33 days because that's the magic angel number and the age that I am in human years right now. And a lot of my gurus, do suggest to fast for as many years old you are once a year. So that's my fall goal starting tomorrow.
Right. Wow, that's great.
That's amazing. I never thought about that, Dr. Wren, because that is something that people go into, and I tried it once for 7 days, and it really helped, but I definitely want to keep that in mind. Maybe you can tell us more about how you've helped people as well with changing, whether they are fighting disease or what you've done. Maybe give us an example or two of some people that you've helped.
Oh, for sure. So, you know, I'm just, in a sense, I just don't throw a bunch of stuff up to the wall and see what sticks. I like to sort of have a baseline when I work with people. So I do holistic nutritional consulting. And one of the things I do, you know, in my intake is I sit down with the person and I talk to them and I learn, you know, what makes them tick? What are they passionate about? What kind of lifestyle do they lead and aspire to lead? What are their preferences, whether that may be vegan or paleo or whatever, but it's not a diet because we're not it and we don't want to die. So I emphasize that this is a live it and we want to live it. And then I do hair mineral analysis, which gives me a 3-month metabolic insight as to what's going on with this person. So I get to see what minerals they're depleted in, over-assimilating, the toxic elements and so forth. And I love working with people, and I cannot emphasize this enough for my generation to practice a preventative approach. You know, it stinks when we finally get hit with something major, like when it's a diagnosed cancer or right on the verge or edge of being diagnosed as something major like that. So I like to preach a preventative approach. So for me, as well as my personal quarterly fast, I do my own hair mineral analysis quarterly. So what I like to do is I look at that for the person, and then based on their alimentary preferences, you know, the type of foods they like to eat, then I begin, you know, slowly and gradually working with them to begin to replace and substitute things in their livet that are just as good, if not better tasting for them, that they can adapt to and begin to utilize the foods within their dietary or alimentary preference to begin replenishing these minerals and detoxing from the toxicity and so forth. So that's always my baseline, my holistic nutritional consultation, the hair mineral analysis. And as Bobby knows, whenever he features me, I always offer a special. I give it at a half off for all of his listeners within a week from the air date of this show. So if you email me at booking@LorenLoreno.com, I'd be happy to send you more information on the hair mineral analysis and take 50% off for you. And that's how I begin, okay. You know?
Yeah, we can't go too much into sales here, as I told you earlier. No problem, though. Everything's good. And I do want you to, I want to encourage people to call you about your book and about all your work. And listen, we got a lot of New York listeners because the studio Progressive Radio Network and Gary Null are in New York City, as you know, and you are right near in New Jersey, but you do go to New York a lot. So
oh, my
tell
God.
Our people...
So I'm always in New York City because you know that I'm affiliated with the New York Open Center, the largest holistic urban learning center in the world, and that's where I earn my sobriquet, America's Holistic Sweetheart. So it's not just because I've got the body, mind, and the spirit.
Yeah, that's
well,
nice.
Yes, and in the future, we want to be able to tell people where you're going to be in New York, a health show, a health summit, anything like that. So please email, better yet, call me direct, and let's talk about it so we can at least announce it on the radio.
There's a fantastic health fair next Thursday. It's in New Jersey, though. It's in Union Township where my TV studio is, Union TV 34. So we're doing a health fair here on Thursday from 10 to 3. Please reach out. Please come by. I'm going to be interviewing, you know, some of the vendors and the people passing by. And I've interviewed many people, not only, of course, in New Jersey and nationwide, but in New York City. Recently, I interviewed Dr. Robbins, who's written 4 books with Gary Null, and he's the world-leading authority on ozone therapy. So you guys can see that it's on my YouTube now. It aired on TV here for about a week, and now it's available on my YouTube. So go check it out. Leave me a comment. Leave me a like. If there's any doctors out there that are holistic oriented and want to just get your message out there, please, I'm more than happy to help activate the planet and spread the awareness of these modalities that have either been hush-hush or new and up-and-coming.
Well, listen, I want to thank you for coming in, and even though we had to cut you off and bring you back, you're a great sport. You understood that we had the some situations on our show. Thank you for that. But also, I'm going to give you 1 minute. Could you give me 1 minute to please give your contact information slowly, and also 1 minute is and keep it at 1 minute, please, our last-minute thoughts to inspire our listeners. Go right ahead.
See this, you guys? It's always baptism by fire around here. 1 minute, right? What do I got, like 30 seconds left? So you can find all my hyperlinks to all my social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Vimeo, YouTube, on LorenLaurino.com. That's LaurenLaurino.com. And if you'd like to get in touch with my team or have any suggestions for anything that I can cover holistically, please email booking@LorenLaurino.com. And that form is on my website as well. So, Gary, thank you so much. Stefan, you're the best. You're totally adorbed. And I can't wait to be with you guys again next time.
We will do it real soon. Thank you. Go ahead, Stefan.
Oh, thanks again. Yeah, that was awesome. Thanks, Dr. Wren.
Yeah, smooch of God, contagious gratitude.
Keep up the good work. Stay in touch, too, okay? Thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right. Wow, that was nice. What a good show, huh?
Yeah.
And the fact that we had to have her cut back, come call back, she was a good sport about it, and I appreciate that. And
She's always got the energy to help people. That way, when you're around her and you meet her, and even just listening to her now on the radio that we have, you see what that energy feels like when you, when we discuss war and politics, which we have to at times, it gets us going. But then when we go back to health, fitness, wellness, and energy and what we're doing, there's that area that you just want to grow and smile and, It's awesome listening to her.
Yeah, a lot of the leaders and the people writing the books are older, and so are some of the political leaders and people, the activists. A lot of them are older, but it's always wonderful to see somebody young like her come in and do all the great things that she's doing, and she's got a good attitude and everything. What did you think about some of the things she said and your take and your thoughts on some of those issues, Stefan?
Yeah, a lot of what she said hits home because of areas I went through with disease and not knowing. It's really our knowledge of what we're eating and how we're feeding ourselves and the fuel. You know, people get up and they go to McDonald's and they eat a sandwich at Subway for lunch and they think it's fresh. Eat fresh. You hear that all the time. We get in this pattern, you know, this pattern of insanity of doing the same thing over and over and then thinking we can't stop. And now when my friends see me, I just went to a high school reunion recently, and I'm 50 pounds lighter. They look at me like, what have you been doing? And I look at the meat, and I look at what I used to eat, and I just say, I can't do that anymore. And they're like, well, what kind of diet you go on? Well, it's not a diet. It's a change of mind. It's a change of heart. And it's what we dealt with, Dr. Wren, and the book coming out, Living with Heart. You have to have that heart, that passion, that desire to grow yourself and be a better person. and know that what you fuel yourself with is who you become and how you act. And especially in chemicals and dyes and everything that's in our food and candy and crap that we eat and drink, we're wondering why we're so up and down, back and forth, depressed, you know, getting on medication, prescriptions. And all of a sudden, this insanity becomes worse and worse, and we're in the hospital more. And just listening to her inspires me to keep doing what I'm doing and keep doing what we're doing, Bobby, and helping others.
Yeah, boy, she's got so much energy. That's fabulous. I mean, I know I have energy, and you do too. So that's why we like her, and we like to express and teach people energy. And energy has a lot to do with all the things that you and I talk about so much, which is the new way of living, the way that we talk about Wayne Dyer, who recently died, and all the great people that our mentors, our people that wrote the books and The Secret, and many other people that talk about let's create a better world, how we talk about be grateful for what you have, not what you don't have. I really believe in that. Let me say something on that for our listeners. Be grateful for what you have, not what you don't have. In other words, when something happens bad, stop and think, wait a minute, something good's going to come out of this, or don't let it get to you, just move on. I try not to let any anxiety, stress, or negative thoughts come into my mind. I erase them quickly with something good. That's not easy, and it's taken me a few years to do that. But anybody can do that if they put their mind to it, if they really want to live better and live longer, because I'm sure you agree, Stefan, when you think, the way you, if you're being happy and at peace and calm and non-toxic and being around good people and good things, you live so much longer than the guy that's negative and upset and anxious and fighting with everybody. And would you agree on that? I want your thoughts on that, please.
Yeah, that's something that we have to really focus on. Almost in detail, because like you said, Bobby, it's been 3 years for you, and if we say things like, you know, if we come on and start doing what we're doing at work or in life on a daily basis and say, oh, I had such a hard day yesterday, I've had such a hard week, and we don't really think of it as a big thought, but it's actually programming our mind to say we're going to continue to have a hard day, we're going to continue to have a hard week. If we keep waking up every morning and being regretful of what happened yesterday, the week before, the month before, it's going to continue in that same cycle, as I mentioned, insanity, and we're not realizing that we are actually programming our mind to be that way. So even if we don't feel good in the morning, physically or mentally or emotionally, something happened, we have to tell ourselves, I'm going to have a great day. I'm not going to let this get me down. That's exactly what Wayne Dyer would discuss and how he changed my life, to be more aware of little thoughts, like even if during our show somebody has to get cut off or we lose somebody, well, we have to be thankful and stay positive and see what we can make out of it. Because if we get down and get frustrated, you know, it gets worse and worse, right?
Right. And, you know, our listeners, some of them might be saying, well, these guys talk about this a lot. Well, you know what? I'm glad we do. We need to. You need to hear this over and over, because you may not get it the first time. It may take you, like a lot of commercials, take 15, 20 times before they register in people's minds. Well, we're talking about really heavy, heavy stuff to get your whole life together, to be more happy and more at peace with nature, to at night to do your meditation and your exercises and to eat better foods and to just live better. You can do it. I'm doing it right now. In fact, I'm going to put a show together in the near future to talk about that. Were you going to say something? Go ahead.
Oh, no, yeah, that's it. Yeah, we all have to just keep doing it, keep rolling. And you mentioned 3 years. It's been like about 5 solid years for me of this transition, and just being aware of what's going on and who we're surrounding ourselves with. And as I mentioned earlier, the friends that have dropped off, to the people that have come into my life to fill, you know, it's amazing what happens to you and your feelings and your emotions when you surround yourself with positive emotions. That's energy in motion, is emotion. And that's the energy you want to surround yourself with, is positive people.
And, you know, you mentioned 3 years. Actually, what I said was the last 3 years we've had this radio station, and that's been a key thing we've talked about. And it, by talking about it more, by teaching it, by getting feedback from listeners, this is registering in my mind more and more and more. But I go back, way back to Dale Carnegie, his stuff on positive thinking, and then Wayne Dyer, Louise Hay, and then The Secret. So I go back a long ways with this, but it really hit home more with The Secret coming out more, The Law of Attraction, if you remember that 9 years ago or so. and then more and more meeting people like you and how you change your life and how I'm getting more and more not only positive but more healthy, because the two things go right in line with one another, in my opinion. It's hard to figure that out, but when you eat healthy, when you think healthy, when you breathe healthier, when you just, everything you do is just positive and good, good for your body, good for your mind, good for your soul. And I'm just so happy that we can talk about this issue. And I'd like to get listeners to give us their feedback on this. Any other thoughts, Stefan?
Yeah, and even along the lines of the epilepsy that I used to have, I know we don't talk too much about this, but it's something that I went through and I recently came across on my Facebook page in helping a mother whose 12-year-old daughter has epilepsy. What I went through is a football injury, and then for 20 years of suffering grand mal seizures, small mal seizures, car accidents, everything. I had brain surgery and then overcame that obstacle by doing holistic healing, by doing meditation, by changing my diet, by being aware of what's causing the seizures. I got rid of it, and naturally and holistically, no more medication. So I've been helping people like that to be more aware consciously of what they're drinking, what they're eating, how much they're sleeping, the people they're around, the vibrations, the negative, positive energy, you know, what's causing this type of epilepsy. It's the same with the energy in us when we feel sad, depressed. It's what we're doing with our life and who we're surrounding ourselves with. And the epilepsy can get more in detail in the seizures, but even when you don't get enough sleep, you're in a stressful environment, you ate a Big Mac for, you know, a Subway or something for lunch, and all of a sudden you're feeling this aura, this feeling come on, you got to pay attention to how you're fueling your body, how you're fueling your mind, because we are an engine, and we need to run on proper fuel, and that has to do with positive energy.
Yeah, okay, we got to wind the show down. I want to let our listeners know that last week another show came on that shouldn't have come on, but there was a problem with the Internet, and a lot of people called. They put the sub-show on 10 minutes late, so a lot of people didn't get through, and I'm sorry about that. We were looking forward to Dr. Joyce Johnson to talk about how you can live longer, how you can she has a test to tell you how long you'll live and what diseases you might be getting. She also talked about telomeres. It's on the archives. Tell our listeners how to go to archives slowly but surely.
Yeah, Bobby, if you go on to PRN and .fm, it's PRN.fm, and you'll see that they have the archive station there, and you go down, go under shows. So you go to the website PRN, that's Progressive Radio Network, PRN.fm, and you go under shows. And you'll see a list of all of our shows. And down toward the bottom, there's Let's Create a Better World with Bobby Elias. And that's something you click on there. And you'll see all the archives of all the shows on there. So prn.fm and go to shows and scroll down to Let's Create a Better World.
Okay, we got to wind down. Let me thank everybody. That's why I asked you to do that, because you're a webmaster, and our people need to know that. And you do everything. Thank you for being the show. You're a co-producer. You're co-host, you're a webmaster, you do so much, and I thank you for all that.
An author, a survivor, everything, a fighter.
Yeah, I got to wind this down. Now, thank you, Jason, PRN director. Thank you, Jesse, our engineer. Thank you, our LA producers, Jimmy D and Stuart Hassel. And thank you, the listeners. More shows on health and aging coming up in the next few weeks. Be sure to tune in every Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time. Thank you. Signing off with Bobby Elias and Stefan.